by the tune. This body's left the soul.
Wagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning.
WPIX.
August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night. You know what that means. It is now time for the greatest internet radio show ever. It is time for anyone?
It's time for Spank Wagon Radio, bitches.
Whether you're listening live or in the archive, get your asses over to spankwagon.net and start participating. Tonight was Zuzu's night to bring in the victims. Oh, how fucked you are.
If not now, maybe in about 2 hours.
Yeah, really, huh?
Hey-o! Two hours if you never make it out of the parking lot. Someone's got to hold the camera.
Well, it is First Friday. Just send them away.
Go and pick up some strange goth bitches. They like art.
There's tons of scene kids down there. Go for it.
Emo.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And thank God that fucking music ended up with Daddy Decaf.
Not quite over yet.
Some bullshit.
Man, you can't keep knocking the prodigy.
It's all right, man. No, it's cool, man, because I had a good opening tonight, but I know you the head man and shit, so I understand.
Okay.
Fucking cocksucker.
Getting hostile early tonight.
Go for it.
Hey,
What'd I get a fucked up microphone? My shit's all fucked.
Everybody's
up,
all man. Fucking with everything. So, ladies and gentlemen, you are
working tonight.
You are listening to the world famous Spank Wagon Radio.
I get a more static than normal on this motherfucker.
You know what? It's that headset. If you mess with that box, it does that. Sorry, should have warned you.
I got a good place, man.
It is Spank Wagon Radio. We are live here every Friday on LVRocks.com.
Wait. We fucked the intros.
And we fucked the intros.
Yeah, because you cut off.
Because we never got
Zoo, and she looks fucking spectacular.
She's pissed.
She looks fucking spectacular.
Fucking angry.
How can you pass on a girl that looks so fucking good?
Because he's gay.
Dick.
It's not your fault. It's this motherfucker right here.
Hey, come on, you guys.
All right, whatever.
Not tonight.
I'll take it.
Not tonight. Let's just try and do the show for once, okay?
No.
Does everything always have to degenerate down into a fight?
Always.
Every day.
Everyone.
Great.
That's why we're a family.
That's right, boys and girls. Zuzu is here live. Zuz.
Yes?
Why don't you give them the phone number so they can all call in?
The what?
The phone number, if you would please.
Phone.
Listen, Dick, you never get it. Every time, you never get it. Okay.
I love this shit, though.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
And once you're done washing your hands, call.
That's right, boys and girls. You can call in anytime tonight. We're opening up the phone line.
Why you got computer lock on a nigga and shit?
You know, and you know, the thing is this week we really don't have that much to work on because last week we had Locke and we had everybody in, and this week is going to be a nice slow week. So whatever we really want to start off with seems to be whatever you want to do tonight.
Yep. Joining us live in studio tonight.
Oh, yay.
For better or for worse.
We got two crackers in the studio.
Oh, shit.
Crackers.
Joining us are some of Zuz's friends. We have Churchy. Say hi, Churchy.
Now, I know I have your mic on.
There you go. Try that again, dude.
How's it going, everyone?
Now, that is adjustable, so you don't have to, you know, jam
right,
your
look,
throat.
Just get on it.
Like it's a big black
like
cock.
Like a big black cock.
You know what?
Dude, don't.
That's cool.
Oh, my God. And with us also in the background there is Cav. Say howdy, son.
What's up? How you doing?
So we got
charted.
We got people in the studio.
Hi! Hello! Is this thing on?
I just want to say, can I say hi to my mom?
I don't know what to do with a microphone.
He was wandering around like he was like MC something or other before this. He's like, I'm just going to walk around with this, and I'm going to talk into it like it's on. And now he's like, I don't know what.
What's his microphone? Oh, close. How it now? Is it okay now?
Christ on a crutch. So anyway, you are listening.
You're the one that's getting a little too fucking close to
me. You know what, Trench? I'm going to say something, though. I do love you, man.
Oh, I know.
You know why?
Uh-oh.
Because when I go to Spank Wagon site, the first thing I see is my face and then my book in the right corner. That's fucking
yeah.
awesome.
And it's your link.
Yes.
You give me your update. Why don't you tell people about your book real quick?
All right. My book is called August of 77. It just came out. I'm going to be having a book signing soon.
Mm-hmm.
Probably at the Las Vegas Library. Then I'm hoping that I could get one at Comic Oasis.
Oh, yeah. I think we just need to tell Derek when.
If you go to authorhouse.com, you can go, and I have both my books up there. You can read all about it, what it's about, and hopefully you purchase it. And some good shit, because I write good, because I'm tired.
Who is it?
Because you write good.
I think Foxy was asking me when it was going to be available, if you could sign her a copy.
I speak ghetto as shit, but I write good.
He can write pretty well.
Who was asking? Foxy.
Foxy's wondering about. I think it was Foxy. I think that's who I was talking to. I know she was wondering when it came out if she can get a copy of it so that I pick
it up.
Yes. So cool. Plenty of shit to talk about in the world this week.
Yeah, are we actually going to do, like, topical shit?
We are going to talk about some topical shit.
I was listening to the podcast. I didn't realize how excited you got when we actually did topical shit. You just looked like you wanted to die.
You know what else I'm
We talk politics. I swear to God, she's like, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, I'm out.
You know what I'm pissed about? Them fucking white people like normal. You know what I was mad about? That I didn't get to fucking hear you all the way on 840.
On 840?
I didn't get to hear you the whole time because I had to fucking do...
You had to do your fantasy drafts.
Yes.
I did AM 40 last week. I did Jody and Friends.
Cool.
It was a very cool show.
What was Jody wearing?
Something low cut, of course.
Did you do Jody in the studio?
No.
Bright lights and windows with a black dude running the board.
With the black dude running the board next to us. No, it was actually kind of funny because it was the Sunday before Labor Day, so there was... just no callers. It was just vapid. So it was just us talking the whole time. And it would be really funny. We'd start talking about something, and I can't remember what we were talking about. Oh, we were talking about Gustav and about how, you know, last time with Katrina, how the government really didn't respond well. And And then we got somehow from there, we got on the topic of death penalty. And I said, you know, as a hardcore Democrat, and her eyes just lit up. She was like, no, please, yeah,
you know
don't
what?
Talk
you know
liberal.
What? She sent a message on Twitter because I was making bets that would be about, you know, how long. She said 19 minutes in. I'm like, fuck, he lasted longer than I expected.
Yeah, I said, I'm a hardcore Democrat. And that station is very conservative, very, very.
With a lot of Obama ads.
Yeah.
And people fucking love me. They was calling up and saying, you know, you do great. Oh, you doing all this shit. Because I was going to say I was Democrat. If I said I was a Democrat, then they'd be like, fuck you.
You know what? They hated me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I stuck by my opinions.
Because you're an asshole. That's why they hated you.
I brutalized a couple of callers when they called in. I kind of beat them up a little bit.
They love the decaf.
They love you, man.
I know.
They
Here's
love
a question. Is she going
to
invite any of us back?
Man.
We're in the rotation now.
I love you too, Zoo. Yeah.
So, Church, you want to say anything there, bud?
Got a mic.
You
bring it up.
Closer.
Bring it up.
Get up on it.
Or down.
Here, let's bring his mic down for a second. No, it's not that one.
No.
There we go.
Yeah.
There you go. You're
there
good.
You go. Are you good?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. And anything, how you doing back there?
Doing good.
Wait, smoking a bowl back
there? What?
That motherfucker fell asleep and shit.
Oh,
that damn. He said, damn, y'all do a good one. Oh, Spankwagon.
This is great.
Yeah,
that's
good shit.
So we are going to talk some local news. We're going to talk a little politics.
Yeah,
we'll
have to explain the local news. We have to kind of give a little backstory in the Jabba the fucking Jabba
the
Judge.
You don't know that shit. It is just beyond ridiculous.
Jabba the Judge.
Talk about that. We're also going to talk about football. Talk about a little bit about that. Something very interesting with football. We are doing a football bet this year. We'll give you guys a little more information on that. Trench is a little uncomfortable already.
I don't.
You don't watch
it. You've been outvoted.
I know I've been outvoted. I'm fucked. I am. Because I'll watch college football and we'll talk college football all day.
Well, then you better do some motherfucking
research.
I'm really
fucked. I got to do some homework.
Either that or you better start looking for a thong.
So what's that bet about?
We'll talk about the bet.
I got one you can use.
Hey, yo. I don't know if it's going to fit.
But you know, the problem is, though, is I've lost all my weight, so I've lost my bitch tits.
No, you haven't. They're still a little bit
there. No, they're gone.
They're gone? You have stretch marks?
Let's see.
What?
Lift it up. Let me see. I want to see.
They're gone.
Look at him sucking in his stomach.
And you're on camera.
Yeah. Oh. They're gone. For once.
And titties.
So you have a real fucking tattoo?
Yes.
Yes.
How long you? Was it a spank wagon tattoo?
No. It's a railroad spike.
You need to get one. Oh, yeah. I remember the story. Yeah. That's right.
It's for my dad.
Yeah, I remember.
So we're gonna talk some football. We're going to talk a little local news. We're going to bullshit a little bit. We'll.
That was a good story, by the way.
Huh?
I think that was one of the best spank wagon shows.
Oh, yeah. The story about Trench's tattoo.
Adoption. Yeah.
Yep. We are going to talk a little bit to Churchy here, just to kind of clue the chat room in. Churchy is, in fact, Zuzu's boy toy.
Aww.
Yes.
And there goes listenership down the drain.
Yeah,
you never say
that
shit.
She included me.
So, shit. So, we're going to have some fun. How was everyone's week?
It's all right, man. I went to work, smiled at fucking crackers, and told them, yes, sir, and fucking went home and clocked out.
You got the bass to this table?
That's pretty much it. Aren't you a supervisor or some shit, Murphy?
Shit.
You wish it.
I do act in a managerial capacity.
In other words, bullshits all day long, doesn't do anything. Come on, now, let's be real.
I did go to Taco Bell with my boss today. That was the highlight. So
right. Your boss can take you to Taco Bell. Yeah. What a budget.
Hey. So, anything else, DK? Anything else interesting happen?
No.
Wow, this is going to be a slow fucking show. We're sorry. It's
okay,
not
look,
this
here's
slow
the deal.
Normally.
There are some issues going on here.
You know what?
So let's
fuck
with
dude,
the
look.
People.
There's
then.
One fucking. Hey, man. I want to know something.
Oh, shit.
Who fucking does 35 miles per hour on a fucking 35?
Churchy.
You do 35 on a fucking 35?
I do 35 and a 35.
I'll tell you fucking where. Near Wayne Newton's fucking house. Because
exactly.
The cops park right behind his fucking dumpster.
Okay.
Listen, no. Churchy will go 30 in a 35.
Oh, you a motherfucker.
I don't know if he's just looking
God,
at me or if
that
it's just
shit.
Like
I mean, you could go 5 miles to fuck over, but 35? 30?
No,
you go 30 in a 35?
No, I stay right on the speed limit.
Most cautious
driver
ever.
You go below the speed limit.
Really?
He's the most cautious driver.
It's
ever.
So true.
This is coming from
doesn't
the guy who put
insane?
His face into a windshield.
You know what?
Of his face.
I have put my head into a windshield. I have been rear-ended. I have been shit.
You've been rear-ended?
And those are just his wet dreams.
Yeah. And
those are the things that I do.
Murph can vouch for this. Disneyland, Random Mustang, piece of shit V6, little V6, but we still did it 100 miles an hour the entire way there. Yep. But every time I go to Iowa, every fucking time I'm in Iowa, if I drive anywhere near over the speed limit, fucking speeding ticket. Every fucking time. So in Iowa, no, I don't speed. Out here, except for that one road.
Because you don't have any minorities out in Iowa.
Okay, no, but yeah, true. I also...
Nobody ever pulls over the little white girl in the little black car. But they'll pull over everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, when they do pull you over, you know what you got to do.
My top's down already.
Top's down. There you go.
Oh,
God.
You do that way too well, Murphy. Way too fucking well.
You know what it is? And you know what? I hear it all the time.
Except when it...
So anyway,
I'm not gonna pull you over, Zoo.
I'm gonna catch me first.
I'm gonna come with some nice tight leather pants and a police outfit. And stuff, pull your ass over.
Looking like fucking Paunch.
He's got a nightstick.
I'd be like, pull your white ass over.
Big daddy.
Get decaffeinated.
So Sid's Church is sitting in the middle here now, feeling very uncomfortable. Let's go ahead and talk to Church. Church, how old are you, son?
20 years old.
Jesus.
How old?
20.
Yo,
where's Zeus, the parental consent?
I was going to say, Zeus, you are robbing the cradle.
Holy shit.
Pedophile!
I like him young.
Easily trainable, I guess. Now, you look at Church and you think, wow, this guy has got boy band written all over him, but that is not true.
It's not just
Studio
because of
Troll!
His hair.
Churchy.
Hi, Troll.
Hi, Trolley. Can we see the titties? Come on now. You know the rules.
I love you.
Studio Trolls walking in. There you go! Yeah!
Yes. Now you can pee. Church, looking at him, you wouldn't think kid's a little hardcore. I mean, not a lot hardcore, but he's a little hardcore.
Hardcore what? Mayberry?
No.
You're a lying motherfucker.
Oh boy. What is this?
Put that. In your
will you put your fucking phone away?
Sorry.
Look,
sorry.
I yelled at Churchy for that shit, and I will get on your shit about it too.
If you're gonna get on my shit, you better get ready to eat it. Figophilia. Get that tongue up in there. Work the prostate. What do you got? Nothing?
You're sick.
There you go. Churchy
just
is...
you like it in the ass. Doesn't mean anybody.
Look, it's only gay if she goes past the first knuckle, okay?
I thought you had toys. You have...
Ask about the electronic stuff. The one that zaps
you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, that one hurt?
No, I'm so not down with that. You're not putting anything electrical near my junk. Especially not the one that's the tube that you insert down the urethra. No. You know what's funny? Chief knows the guy who runs that. There's a studio that the guy makes.
Here in town.
It's like down the street. Chief knows that guy.
Congratulations, you know too.
Chief knows that guy. He's like, yeah, come on down there. We'll show you. No!
True. That shit is awful. Awful.
Trolls being weird. All right.
Anyways, back to your shit about Churchy.
Churchy, he's a little hardcore. Dude's got...
I gotta wrap this shit up.
One of the coolest tattoos I think I've ever seen.
Oh,
you wanna show the tattoo?
Oh my God. Isn't that fantastic?
Does need to be touched up now. But,
yes, it definitely does.
But it's cool. Very cool.
You want me to get a tattoo, Zoo?
I don't know.
I know.
It'd be kind of hard to see, wouldn't it? You'd have to get it colored. White?
I'll get the white tattoo for you.
Yeah, right. Why don't black people get big white tribal tattoos? I don't get that. I mean, that'd show up, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't think so.
No?
White doesn't take very well to most people as it is.
Eee.
Maybe yellow, but...
No,
but
yellow
really
doesn't
bad.
Take very
but
well either. All,
no. So, but Church, he's a little hardcore. I've heard some stories, some tales. I'd be...
Dude, turn off your fucking automatic.
Yeah, he's playing mobsters on...
Take off
my space.
Take off your motherfucker.
GPO, dude.
Oh,
GPO. I got no control over that shit. But no, he's a cool guy, but he's just not saying a whole lot right now. And
he giggles a lot.
I'm hearing hardcore. Tee hee hee.
You know what?
You'd think in this relationship he's the one with his face down in a pillow almost.
Stand up for yourself, sweetness.
Aww.
Yeah, come on, sweetness.
Fuck you. Anyways,
the pet names.
Job, so. I'm sorry?
I'm better at you at the job.
Better at you at the job.
Oh, fuck it.
Better.
There you go. Just stumble bunny through, and you haven't even been drinking. That's the best part.
It'll get better, I hope.
All right. So we got people in the studio. We got stuff going on. We are going to talk about some shit. Why don't we go ahead and cut to the first break?
Yay. Sounds
and
good to me.
And
we'll do that now.
Play that music, white boy.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Boys hug me, I think they're okay. If they don't give me proper credit, I just walk, walk away. They come back and they can play, but they can see. That's right, cause the boy with the cold hard cash is always Mr. Right. Cause you got
I'm sorry, We'll be right back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're listening to the greatest internet. Hey, bowl cuts up front. All right. So you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. I think I got all the mics on now.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
I was learning about Bowl Cut here and his Russian mail order bride, which is fucking awesome.
Russian mail order bride?
It's not true.
Oh my gosh, she's so fucking hot.
She's totally, dude. Show them the photo.
There's a photo?
Yeah, it's like catalog number 100 something.
It's not catalog.
All right, so is this a mail order bride?
No, it's legit.
It's legit. It's legit. Oh, you're married?
Yeah, for real.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Not, well...
Look, I've been married twice, okay? So I'm dumb enough to do this shit twice.
Well, I wish.
How old are you?
21.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking retarded?
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Maybe
let me see this.
Maybe the motherfucker's
But I'll tell you what.
This better be some... No,
if you go home, if you go home to that every night, yeah, it's...
Oh, my God, dude.
Except he doesn't.
You have no idea. Wow, what?
He doesn't?
She lives in Ukraine still.
What? Wait, I didn't...
She's in Ukraine. I haven't seen her for 7 months.
Who wants to share the info? Who wants to share
the info? Okay, let's talk about this. So she's from the Ukraine.
Give her honest opinion, because I think she's hot.
She's hot. She's hot, but let me tell you something. Okay, we got a friend of ours who's over there right now. He's in Romania and that whole general vicinity. Mm-hmm. You know these chicks have an expiration date, right?
It's true.
When Russian, European, Eastern Bloc women, when they hit a certain age... Dude, there's no going back.
It's like you ever.
It's like you're on a roller coaster, dude. It's great. She's hot. Everything's awesome. The sex is fantastic. She hits 31. Woof.
Have you ever
done
dated,
for, dude?
Have you ever dated one?
Yeah, hell yeah. I dated a Russian woman. You're fucking hot. You gotta look the fuck out, though.
Mike making
David's
noise.
Mom is from. Where's your mom from?
Denmark.
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 She's still fucking
okay,
hot.
Okay, Denmark is not Western Eastern Bloc.
Well, still, she's
Denmark is where the. Okay, Swedish bikini team. Half those chicks are in like their 40s.
Look, I've been to Ukraine twice, and I've walked around there, and every single chick I've seen look like Victoria's Secret model.
That's because they're all under 30. Once they hit 31, they don't let them out in daylight.
Her mom's hot. Her mom looks good.
Are
you saying you fuck her mom?
No, but she's
good. I think that's a yes.
Wait, what's wrong with her?
That's a yes.
Wait, what's wrong with her mom? Is she ugly? What the fuck?
No.
You don't find her mom attractive?
Her mom is attractive.
Because you realize that when your woman gets older, she's going to look like her mother. So effectively, you're going to be fucking that anyway. Okay. So you might as well admit that if you'll fuck her or not.
All right, maybe I would, but still.
Oh, okay. So wait, so what is it that you would prefer, the mom or the daughter?
I would definitely prefer my wife.
Okay.
That's fucked.
And, you know, see, Mrs. But you Robinson.
He was saying that. See, I'm back here. They'll leave me alone. Yeah, all right.
So how did you meet her?
Internet.
Oh, he's getting pissed.
Russian catalog. No.
No. Oh.
That's called playing the game. How'd you meet her?
No, I did security at one of the casinos in Atlantic City, and she came over for the summer, did the work program. I only intended just like to hook up with her banger, but that backfired, so I got married.
Yeah, you got married.
Yeah, you got married, douche.
Well, the first question I had was, oh, you have a kid. When it backfires because you got a kid.
So you're married, so she has a green card.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
That's the whole lawyer process.
He did it the wrong way.
What?
He married her over there instead of marrying her over here.
Oh, God. What are you, retarded?
How much money has it cost?
But he's hoarding. He's hoarding and retarded.
No, the lawyer who told me to go to Ukraine and get married is retarded. I followed.
You are retarded for listening to
this. I got to interrupt this. I'm sorry, but we have a caller on the line. And if this is who I think this is, classic. You there?
Going on, y'all?
Oh, my God.
What's up, brother?
How are you doing, man?
Man, shit is crazy right now.
All right.
Yo, real talk, I'm in L.A. holding down the VMA's pre-parties right now. I'm getting ready to perform tonight at the Rolex Mansion, and I'm performing again tomorrow. You know, so you guys be ready, man. It's going down. You feeling, yo, real talk right now.
Where's my fucking invitation, motherfucker?
B-Cup, what's the deal, baby?
Not much, man. I'm cool, man.
Good shit. Yo, we're in the building right now, man. We've been drinking all day. Yo, we're just having fucking fun, man. Fun.
What you been drinking?
Yo, man, we had the Crown Royale, you know what I mean? A little Cristal about 2 hours ago. But, yo, we got to get back to the hood shit, you know what I mean? Hook us up with Jack and Coke.
Now, Classic, real quick, let me just say this.
Now you're talking to my heart.
You know what I mean?
For those listening, Classic was on the show but a couple months ago now. Classic Click Live is a show here at LV Rocks and Classic.net. Is his site basically entertainment, music, models, UV vodka? I mean,
oh, the models.
Well, we gotta. I really hope. Can you talk about the models real quick?
Yo, I could talk about the models, man. What you want to
okay,
know?
Okay, so here's
you
the
got
thing,
a
people.
Story.
We were hanging, doing classic show, kind of. Mark does some stuff here for classic show, and I was in the studio. Not was it last week?
Week before last.
The week before. And dude, what is her name?
Fire! Oh,
what is her name?
Real talk, I can't talk about that. I'll be honest with you guys because I don't represent her anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ooh. I have a new model coming on board, and I'll disclose her as of next week.
Okay.
All right, now, when are you going to bring her on our show?
Yo,
in nothing but a smile.
That's what I want to see.
Oh, man. Yeah, we could hook that up for the next 2 weeks, real talk.
All right, cool. We'll get that going. So tell everyone exactly why you're out in L.A., because I don't know if we made that clear.
Okay, no problem. Not at all. Yo, I was invited by MTV themselves to come out there and perform at the at their pre-party. It's going down at the Rolex Mansion, and I'll get back to the Rolex Mansion in a minute. Club Ozone and the Gig nightclub, all right?
Okay.
So the Rolex Mansion is tonight. That's popping off. I'll probably be hitting the space about 11:30.
Cool.
I did a sound check earlier. And, yo, that fucking mansion is huge, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's going to be all the celebs in the house. Today I got to meet Plies, Flo Rida, Rocco, Lil Wayne. You know, got to rub elbows with those cats right there and everything else. Will Smith, the whole nine. And, yo, we just out here having a hell of a ball. You know what I mean? And tomorrow I don't know which one they're going to have me at, Ozone or the Gig, because right now, as far as the club events goes,
yeah,
every club wants MTV in the house. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like whoever's going to be busting the best deal. So Ozone or Gig, if you're out there listening right now, yo, you guys need to jump on the shit, man.
So let me ask you something, Click or Classic. You've been out there, and
you
you're in the
Rolex. You called a motherfucking Click?
Well, Classic well, Click Live. That's the show.
Classic Click Live.
Classic, you're in the Rolex Mansion. What have you looted?
Well, man, look, I got a couple watches.
Well, you know what? I got to ask, because they were talking about on the news today, like the gift bag that people are receiving some
yeah,
really
VMA
nice
gift
stuff.
Bag.
You getting any gift bag kind of stuff?
You know, I'm not gonna lie to you. No, they don't give me a gift bag at all.
Do they give you a fucking sandwich?
You know, they gave me a hotel room, a flight for me and my boys, and that was that. You
I was
know,
gonna say
know,
maybe some Popeyes, what? Nothing?
And some cash in the pocket. You know,
there you go. There you go.
Come on, Decap, you got to give me some love on this. This is funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
You know, they say, you're not Lil Wayne yet, so I'm like, shit, you know, I'm working towards it, so you know what I mean?
So your song isn't My Milli, it's My Thousands, My Thousands?
My Dollars, My Dollars.
So you got this show coming up, and then you got another one after that, don't you?
Right, yes, they invited me for a part two. What they usually do for the VMAs the week after is throw a celebrity bash in New York. So that's going down. I believe at the Phantom Mansion, if I remember correctly right now, the Phantom Mansion. Now the reason, because I had to ask, I'm like, why the fuck do you guys do all this stuff in these mansions? You know, of course, they don't want nobody there.
Right.
You know, they don't want, you know, this is the time for the celebrities to drop their guards, knock down those walls, and be themselves.
Yeah, just to hang out and chill.
Right. So I'll be performing at the Phantom Mansion on September 12th, and that's the reason for those out there listening that I had to cancel my concert.
Ah.
Yeah, my concert was set for Friday, September 12th, but I had to let it go, real talk.
Okay. Now, are you going to be back here in Vegas for your show this week?
My concert? No. That's
no, not your concert.
Wednesday.
Your show, Wednesday night here at LV Rocks.
Yes. I come back actually Monday morning. I'll be back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Monday morning I'll fly back because I'll attend VMAs on Sunday for everybody out there, 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Cool.
And I won't be performing there, of course, but I'll be in the house. You know, they hooked me and my crew up with some invitations and everything else, and we'll be flying back on Monday morning.
All right.
Sounds cool.
Now, when we were in the studio last week for your show, we kind of had you rolling, and you couldn't really say anything on the mic, but... That was some very interesting shit. That you know, I can't say that. I'm sorry. I'm usually busy on Wednesdays. I've never listened to your show. It was kind of interesting.
Oh, that's
listening.
Fucking shocking.
That is fucked, dude. It's a great show.
Look, I'm sorry. You know, I got the kids on Wednesdays. Anyway, listening to your show last week, you did the Hip Hop Summit, and that was actually really interesting to hear. It wasn't just all, you know, here's this music, here's that music, here's this music. It was very.
You say you don't like hip hop music, though.
Well, I don't like hip hop music, but you got into topics that I thought were really interesting, and you didn't let the I guess the negative side of hip-hop really drive the conversation was more about improving things for the culture. I found that to be really interesting.
Oh, right. I appreciate that.
Now, that's something you guys are going to do every month, right?
Every month. Every month. The last show of the month, we're going to hit the hip-hop summit. And I just touched on different topics, you know, that relate to hip-hop in general. And the reason I came up with that is because, you know, like you said, I'm hitting on more positive instead of the negative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to evolve hip-hop. You know, we know the negative that lies within it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's obvious. You know, let's get beyond that. Let's see some. Let's progress forward. Let's move forward. Let's see what we can evolve to instead of, you know, pushing back and talking about the same old shit. It's worthless.
And it was really cool to listen to hear it, because I actually did listen to it, unlike Trent, who just kind of, you know.
I listen to everything. Fuck you.
Yeah, sure you do. So one more time, tell everyone where you're at.
Sure, yeah. Right now, chilling for the MTV VMAs in Hollywood right now, holding it down, performing tonight at the Rolex Mansion. Tomorrow night either is going to be the Ozone or the Gig. Just make your ass. You know, make your way out there if you're in L.A., if you're in the, you know, Hollywood area. And next week, Friday, like I said, you know, to let TRL, MTV's TRL, a celebrity bash is going down, and that's going to be at the Phantom Mansion.
All right.
So, you know, that's what we're doing. I got to give a couple shout-outs real quick, of course.
Go ahead, dude.
You know, my crew, Dynasty Click, that's always holding me down. My wife, of course, I wish she was here, you know what I mean? And LVRocks.com, man, yo, y'all keep it popping, man. Spankwagon, do the damn fizzle.
Cool. All right. So one more time, we got to wrap this up here for you because you got to get going. Give us your website.
My website, www.classic.net. That's KLASSIC.net.
All right. Thanks.
And I got to give, now real quick, real shout out. I got to give a shout out to my artist, my R&B artist, the first lady of Classic the Crackers, Casey. You guys get ready for her single, Boy Toy, that's dropping real soon within the next couple weeks. You know what I mean? So keep an eye out for that. And her MySpace URL is Casey, KAYCELV. Boom. So check her out, man.
All right, cool. All right, thank you very much, Classic. We will hear from you soon.
Thanks, man. Perfect. Appreciate it, always.
Hey, thank you guys so much. You guys
all right, Classic. All right,
have fun, man.
All right, man.
Right on.
All right, that, yeah.
That's cool that he's doing all that. That's very cool.
I know. We were going to talk up his show, and I was going to book him on either, tonight to talk about a show next week, and during his show, so he wouldn't even tell me until he announced it on the show.
Oh,
and
nice.
And he's like, oh, I'm doing L.A., I'm like, wow, fuck, that's awesome. New York next week? That's just awesome. So now, he's really going places.
And now, are we sure that it's, you know, that he's actually got a show, or is it maybe, is he like a defendant in something? I'm just wondering.
Oh, he has a show. Come on, what the hell?
Why you always got to fucking down a brother when he got his show?
Come on, it's him. It's not. Come on.
No, that's
why?
Some fucked up shit every time.
Oh, God, are you really going to do this again?
We talked about this shit fucking last week.
Yes, we talked about this shit
every
last
time,
week. Why
every
do you have to be so fucking sensitive?
Every time a black person come in this fucking studio talk about something good, you want to get all fucking pissed
off. Dude, why do you have to play the hurt nigger every time we fucking do this shit?
That's some fucking bullshit.
What's bullshit?
Fucking don't call me that shit.
What? I didn't call you a fucking,
shit.
All right?
You motherfucker. No, I told you not to fucking do this shit no more.
Dude, we fucking had this shit out last week. Fuck you, dude. We had this shit out last week, dude.
Fuck you, then you bring
no, fuck you.
Then you bring motherfuckers in the studio. Fuck you.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Murph.
Spankwagon.net.
Zoom.
Spank Wagon.
Decaf.
What?
All right, just making sure everybody's here.
Stop.
All right, now we got to pay the bills, so lay the music bed.
Well, I don't have the music bed prepped, so just go ahead and start paying the bills. Go ahead. Kane, this is you.
Look, I can only put up the lower third. That's all I can do.
Nah, you can go ahead and fucking do it, man.
No, you look. No, you the contract says
guys,
you.
Guys, all right. Relax.
All right, Kane is hosting. You pay $1.99 a month. You get the website of your dreams. You get the best website ever. Kane is hosting. Spankwagon uses it, and we're telling everybody else to use it. So don't forget that shit.
The dog is that fucking growling.
Wow, way to be enthusiastic about it. If it was malt liquor and fucking fried chicken, he'd be all over this shit.
Stop being a dick.
Look. Why do you have to be like this, all right? Why do you have to be the one that always fucking gets all nasty about shit, all right? We go through this shit every fucking week.
What's this fucking bullshit?
Look, you know what that fucking is? It means pay the goddamn bill, okay? We're contractually obligated to play this shit every fucking week, and you're the one who can never do this shit right. They want your voice on the fuck. God fucking knows why. Half the time you're sitting there fucking spouting off, I have a dream and shit. What the fuck? Why can't you just read the goddamn commercial?
I ain't fucking talking about this shit no more.
No, we're gonna fucking talk about this shit. Because I'm sick and fucking tired of this.
Dude, we got a fucking show to do.
You're gonna get up in my face before. Get up in my face now.
No, it's cool, man. Whatever. Fuck it. I just. After today, I'm doing this fucking shit no more.
Fuck you, you're not doing this shit anymore.
No, fuck this. I ain't doing this shit no more.
What? Am I gonna fucking turn around and take a $4,000 check and send it back to these guys? God damn it, dude. You have one fucking job on this show. One, you read the fucking bit. It's not like there's some affirmative action shit going on there. Okay, we don't have to have you here. We bring you here because we fucking like you.
Oh my god. Stop.
What? Come on.
Stop.
Come on, what?
What? No, come here, motherfucker.
And here we go again. Should I cut this one to a break again?
Do I need to go out there to fight?
No, they'll be fine because they're adults. See, they can handle it. See, here's the problem. First off, if you have you come here. I need a mic. I gotta.
I'm here. I'm here.
I know. I'm gonna fill more mics, more people, more voice.
Oh, okay.
All right. So here's the thing. You've worked with Murph.
Yes.
And you know how he can get.
Yes, I do.
We are finally finding the end of the road. See, you said what you said off the air, but it was like, no, you can understand a lot of the problem lies within Murph because Murph likes to take things too far. Jokes. Simple. I mean, you get him with a Nerf gun. He'll take a Nerf gun apart to try and make it better. He takes the joke.
He shoots me every day.
Too far. He always pulls
it. And put it inside a Nerf gun.
Just to make it more powerful, takes it too far. Now, here on Spankwagon Radio, we've always had these weird bits, and we've had these weird jokes, and we've always had these weird things going on. And come on. And now we have a camera on this, at least. Yeah, I'm getting ratings off this shit.
Oh. Wow.
Oh my god. I was about to throw someone down and like
see, the chat room's used to this.
The chat room is used to this.
The chat room, we love the chat.
Churchy's losing his mind.
Zoo, in your beautiful voice, tell them what's going on.
Oh my god, okay. We've been fucking with these guys before I showed up.
I really was into that shit.
We had them going for the longest time that Decaf was a total fucking douche.
Let's let the folks at home in on what happened.
And so
did more stuff get spilled?
Yeah. All right, so we've spent the first part of this making people think that Decaf is a total dick and hated all white people.
Yeah.
And now we've got these two fools up in here believing that shit.
We had him believing he was a militant black man.
Cav is about ready to throw some shit down when he starts getting tossed about.
I mean, I think we spent the first hour before the show just telling him,
setting him up. Setting him up.
Be careful with him because, you know, he gets real angry and he's not going to like the fact there's another white person in the studio.
You know what? I warned him. I told him. You're going to get fucked with tonight.
Churchy back there, he's just like, son of a
See,
bitch.
I can't believe it.
It wasn't even better. You didn't tell the second part.
How I'm supposed to be in love with Zeus.
Oh, yeah, he's supposed to be totally in love with Zeus. Because he was just out. When we went out there on we were out there on a break, and Zeus and Decaf were out there just hanging out. So I'm like, hey, watch this. Decaf, go stand next to. Did you just spill it again?
No, it's empty. That motherfucker was empty. That motherfucker was
empty. I said, go stand next to Zuzu. This is going to be funny. I walk in the green room, and Church and Cav are standing in the green room. I go to Church. I'm like, dude, you should just go out there and just hang out with your woman. She's
you know what, we know what sold it? Because I didn't look at these motherfuckers the whole night. Look, I didn't look at them the whole night.
Decaf and I have the same opinion when it comes to racism. If you make it funny, it doesn't hurt anymore. Dude, this... Oh, God.
This shit was great.
I can't believe I fell for that, even though I met Decaf before, and he was such a nice guy. That was what worried me, because...
That was what worried me, too. I was like, well, he met me before. He knows how I am.
I thought you guys were just playing him, but then when he came in here and he was like... I was like, damn, this guy is messed up.
But what we said, though, and what was a brilliant idea was saying, no, he's really mellow and friendlier when he's drinking. And that's where you met him after a few drinks. So it sold.
Yeah. And the best part is... I brought her drinks, right? But I didn't know. I just found out when I came here. I didn't know. So it worked out even better, because I came in, I really bought a drink just for her.
When you guys were telling
it was even better and shit. I was like, "Oh, that's fucking perfect."
When you guys were telling Calf that, and I saw you walk with Decaf here, or as soon as he got in, I was like, okay, they got to be setting this up. But as soon as we got on air and it was really going, I was like, okay, it's real. They were really setting it.
Do you know how hard that is for him and I not to be fucking cracking each other up the whole fucking show?
I thought you guys were really about to just throw shit down. I jumped up in like 2 seconds.
Dude, when Decaf just punched me in the chest, I was like, all right, wait a minute. Did you have the cam on at least? Oh, that's great. Oh, that's a night for the video. I was like, oh, shit, all right, well, let's get into it, fine.
So, yeah, not only do we like to prank our listeners and idiots named Brad in New York, but...
We like to get the people in studio as well.
Yeah, you got
to
get everybody at least once.
I told you guys are going to get fucked with.
This is how much we wanted to fuck with you guys. Usually, Decaf and I are in opposite spots. I sit there,
and he sits
here. It's like, let's make Churchy real uncomfortable. Let's put him dead center between the large black man and his desire, the little white woman.
It was the perfect setup.
Oh,
That's why
I did not want you here.
No. Well, anytime anyone starts yelling, Davis gets nervous, and he's like, oh, shit. What do I
do? Dude, he looks so scared.
Look at how red. Out. Faces.
No, but he got mad. He looked like he was going to start pounding on everybody, like, ripping people apart, saying no fucking fighting. Yeah, during the break, he's like, you need to fire them.
No,
you need to fucking fire them.
This is what we do, man. We just fuck with
people.
It
was the first story about that. It was the first story. The best thing I did, because I like, okay, if I look at him, I'm going to fucking lose it. So I was like, so I said, the best thing to do is not have no fucking eye contact to that whole side.
Oh,
other than straight to Zoo. And the notes are funny, because the notes, you know, it's like, oh, God, these guys are really, you're thinking like, oh, what the
angry,
fuck is
that? Scribbling.
But you know, what the notes were saying? It's like, okay, when we get in this bit, what are we going to do this? That's all the notes were.
Do the payoff now. Do the payoff now.
Do the payoff now, yeah.
Yep.
So I was completely sold onto that shit.
By the way, welcome to Spankwagon.
Welcome to Spankwagon, my friend.
By the way,
Churchy's so fucking embarrassed right now. His face is like beat fucking red.
For my man Decaf, I gotta say, brother, the Academy needs to be made aware of this.
You did great, man.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
We fuck with everybody. When Tritcher came outside and said, I need to talk to you. Right fucking down. That shit was tight. Then I just came back like, well, come on.
Because we've both been pulled out of the studio like that before anyway.
Oh, yeah. So, all right. So, moving right along. Do we want to take a break and catch? Do you guys need to catch your breath? Everybody good?
Maybe Churchy back.
Churchy's.
I'll tell you what. Load up one song. Everybody get a beer. We'll be good to go. We'll come back. We'll hit some news. We'll have some fun. We'll make some more racist jokes. It'll be great.
Lots of fun. All right. Greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
Spankwagon Radio is on the air. God help us all. Evolution. Well, you know, we all want.
But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. You say you got a real solution. Plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be all right, 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 all right.
Hello, everybody. You have been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Yes. Now, if you wonder where you can see Spank Wagon Radio, well, spankwagon.net. And we are hosted by Kane is hosting the number one internet site you can get your site on. And for anything, Kane is hosting $1.99 a month. You'll love it. And once again, you've been listening to Bankwagon Radio, and we'll be back after this.
$1.
I will have to also go with $1.
Yes. I had to bet it down last week. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to really write it down.
Would you like me to write your copy there for you?
No, I'm going to write
it
down.
No, let's let the author write the fucking copy.
Because you sure can't do it on the fly.
Shut up, glorified board op.
I can sort of do it on the fly, but I still think about the... My mind is still set to that.
You're set to angry black man.
I had to have to fucking like tune in there.
Is that why you went disco black man? Hey, hello. Hey.
You know, it's funny. The song, was it the song before or the beginning? That I said I love this song.
Oh God, Chevelle. It was Chevelle. Chevelle. The clincher.
Chevelle song. I said, I fucking love this song, but I can't fucking dance to it. And shit. So I just fucking took the headphones off.
I love this song. Does it make me white?
That is the whitest black man I've ever seen.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, world famous, baby. Or as Decaf says, worldwide, bitches.
Worldwide, bitches. This shit is pissing me off, man.
Sorry, dude. Is it? Here, I'll.
Why don't you guys just switch sides?
Yeah, let me get my seat back.
All right, man.
Now that taken care joke of.
All right, so we need to talk about, we really don't have much else going on other than fucking with people. Halverson, that's what I was going to bring up. Let's bring up Jabba the Judge. But look, everybody needs to find this Judge Halverson and just Google Judge Halverson, Las Vegas. I guarantee you will never see a sadder specimen of a Big Mac motherfucking cheese eating.
I was going to say of an inflated cabbage patch.
Now we all know that Murphy.
She is the Macy's Day blimp that got away.
Now we all know that Murphy's racist toward big women.
I hate everybody.
Everybody.
No, it's particularly big women.
Well, you little white bitch. What am I going to say to you? As I say,
suck it.
Well,
fucker.
Actually, you're all probably right, so the only white woman he knows that he doesn't say, "Here's your alimony check."
You know what? Why?
I will on your face.
Why that bitch get hit by a frying pan is kind of cool.
Well, let's go into this.
Let's cover this in more detail.
Judge Halverson is
big
a
bitch.
Just big bitch. She's
big
a
bitch. Big bitch.
She's
big
a disgraced bitch. Judge here in Las Vegas. She is currently up to be disbarred or whatever they do to judges after she tremendously lost an election, but she's still a judge until I think February or something like that.
Big bitch.
This bitch is accused of being racist, calling someone a faux Jew.
Faux Jew. What a
what the
cunt.
Fuck is a faux Jew?
Falling
what
asleep.
A cunt.
Exactly.
What falling. The fuck is a faux Jew?
I think that's a
it's
not
a fake
a,
Jew.
It's a fake Jew. Kind of like he's a faux Negro.
Faux Jew.
And he's a faux hedgehog. So, oh. Look at the haircut on this guy. It's
what
like shish kebab time.
Fuck, you 20?
Actually, he's 17.
He's the only one that can keep up with me.
Here's
seriously.
The thing. Here's the thing. Can I embarrass him a little, Zeus? Just a little?
Watch your tongue.
I heard this kid.
Oh, yeah.
Fucks like a jackrabbit.
Oh,
yeah. Well, damn.
He has got the fucking skills.
Well, fuck, he's 20. He should be fucking like a jackrabbit. Yeah. I fuck like a jackrabbit when I was 20. Now I fuck like a fucking mule and shit. Did you come? No? Well, bitch, I did. I'm rolling over. I watch the Sports Center. Da-da-da. Here, here's a finger. You can finish with this.
Here, here's a hot dog. Just don't fucking wake me up. So anyway, Judge Halverson, we'll get back to you in a minute, Church. Don't worry. There's plenty of time to ridicule you still. Judge Halverson, she is currently up to lose her, I don't know, her judgeship position. Fell asleep on the bench, forced her bailiff to rub her nasty feet.
Told her bailiff that she wanted someone to kill her husband.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it's some craziness.
I mean, and she's just a bitch overall.
Oh, she's a...
No, she's a just total
a,
cunt.
Oh, yeah, she's bad. So anyway,
say that again, Zoo.
Total cunt.
Isolate that audio. She's just a wreck of a human being. She can't walk. She's so fat. She has one of those little rascals.
And it's a breathing tube.
And yeah, she's got the breathe tube and everything. She's just a horrible human being. And so one of the cool things about this bitch is her husband tried to beat her to death yesterday with a frying pan.
With a frying pan.
With
bling.
Bitch was cooking up some bacon.
Well, I was going to say, you always heard the ones with what they love the most. And, you know, can you imagine this scene, though? Bling. He's about ready to hit her with a frying pan, and she's rascaling away.
I just cut the brake line on the scooter and sent her down a hill. Shit.
He said, I want some fucking extra eggs. All right, bitch. Hey, come here. Roll your wheelchair here, you fat bitch. What you call me? Bling!
Yo, could he just not find a harpoon? I mean, really?
Motherfucker, he probably broke his wrist and shit.
He thought he hit her in the face, but he was just hitting her in one nasty roll after the other.
Bitch, I can't find which fucking neck!
That I just fucked.
This is motherfucker. He hit that shit and that shit rolled out like ding, 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 ding.
So apparently when the cop showed up, she dialed 911. She was hiding in the bedroom. I don't know what she was hiding behind. Like the great trash.
The bedroom.
The armoire.
I was going to say, she was hiding amongst a couple of posters of Mount Kilimanjaro and the great trash heap from Fraggle Rock. And she's just, they went in there. Apparently she was covered head to toe in blood. There was blood all over the bedroom. The best, though, is the video they got of her husband being dragged off and put in the back of the cop car. In the back of the cop car, he's just sitting there looking just,
I can't believe I actually married this fat bitch.
Yeah, but he's been in jail on since 1979.
So who's this fucker anyway? She's just some dude that she marries to trailer trash?
Yeah, that's what I'm like. He's been in and out of jail
and
since
she's a
1979,
judge.
And you're a motherfucking judge.
Bling!
Which means, well, there you go. She was probably his lawyer.
Oh, yeah. She's like, ooh, baby. But what? So he must have found her so attractive.
No, this is what it was.
Get her off.
Fuck, the only way I'm getting out of jail is to fuck this fat bitch.
Oh, fuck a roll.
God
pick
damn
pick a roll.
And hey, you know it was the best load he ever fucking fired.
You know what you got to say for
right
that?
That shit was like warm as shit. He was like, God damn, this is like birth.
Fat bitch. Oh.
He found some cottage cheese and was like, ooh.
Well, you know, fat bitches, they can suck a dick because no one wants to fuck them. So they have to learn how to do something to make people sexually
somebody's
attracted
gotta
to them.
Fuck the fatties.
That's got to be it. I'm betting you have a photo of someone taking a photo.
Don't look at me. Don't
oh
look at me.
God. So, Zeus is surfing her MySpace there. So this fat bitch.
Fuck you. You were doing the.
Had to call 911. Help me. Help me. He's trying to beat me to death. Hold on.
Scooter.
Let me lick this thing.
It's still got the bacon grease.
Got some bacon grease in
there. She's like, I taste like bacon.
Maybe he was just trying to defend himself. Maybe she caught a whiff of the bacon and just became
and
enraged.
It spilled, like splashed on me. He's like, oh, that's fucking hot. And she's like.
That's it.
Well, wait.
I love sex after a fight.
Now, if you guys haven't done this already, get your asses to Google and look up Judge Halverson, Las Vegas.
Just a wreck of a human being. And honestly, it's a damn shame he didn't kill her, because I swear to God, that would just been a perfect ending.
So what made him fucking stop?
I don't know. I think maybe she took a bite out of the frying pan.
The motherfucker got lost in their titty and shit.
Which one?
The fuck is the frying pan?
He took the frying pan, hit her in the stomach, and it started to envelop him. She was laying down on the ground. It looked like the Sarlacc pit from Return of the Jedi.
She doesn't eat. She just absorbs. She's like, feed me the pig.
Like a black hole.
Yeah. Like the pan just got sucked into shit.
Actually, they say out in Europe where the LRC is, they expect to make another one of her. Another big fucking black hole. Oh. There's some nerd humor.
You know, look, I don't condone violence against women unless they earned it. But this
I always love a good beating. I don't know about you, but I love a good beating before I get proper fucked.
Now I was going to ask, does Churchy know about your love of the spanking?
You know what?
Yes,
he doesn't utilize it like he
you
should.
You need
though.
To get a fucking shirt with some shit like that. I like to be beaten.
Will you say it?
I like to be beaten before I'm properly fucked.
No,
proper fuck.
Do we need a demonstration?
No, please.
Turn around.
Zeus? Oh.
He for the
now. Here's the question. We have a
not me, man. I already been beaten. Not in the studio.
We have a
paddle.
Heat for the seat. Apply his knee. We have a paddle. Now, the question is, do one of us do it, or do we let Churchy do it?
Let Churchy
Church?
He doesn't look too interested. He's interested. Okay. He's
I don't know.
Do you think he can handle this? He's 20.
I don't know. I don't know if he's ready
like
for this.
I was like, I got a big white cock. What the fuck you think I can do?
Yeah. Church, you think you're up to it?
So I'm just going to beat my woman with that. I said.
Oh, yeah. See, look, he doesn't understand. No, he doesn't
why the
know.
Fuck is it, why the
it's
fuck is it your one?
Okay, Zeus, I tell you what. I'm going to give this to you. Zeus. Now, I know the first instinct you have
Zeus
is going to be to hand
hard.
It to him.
Zeus' nipples are hard, by the way.
But
and they're fucking
keep
nice.
In mind, if maybe someone else does it first, Churchy might get a little bit of an idea of what to do. I'm just throwing that out there.
All right, Cav.
All right, so here you go.
What?
You just give that to someone and have them work your little ass with it. Cause
pretend she's Russian.
Oh, no, pretend she's that lawyer.
Oh!
You're right. That would be directed to
I'll
the face.
I'll get the frying pan.
Oh, shit. I'll get the... Nom, nom, nom.
But see, you can't get the bling because it's wood.
We need that sound.
Bling!
We've had...
She's pissed now.
She's
we shouldn't
mad.
Have made the joke.
You want to give it to me? I'll do it.
I think
on.
She wants to hit
come on,
with
Churchy.
It.
You got this. Come on, Churchy.
I don't know.
He's not reaching for it.
What the
he's
hell?
Boo. Bit killer.
Just
bit
watch.
Killer. Bit killer.
Hands on the door.
Fucking Church. Hold on. I got Lord Churchy's theme song here.
Oh, my goodness. Look at those cheeks.
Nice ass.
Holy fucking shit. And that ass is a 9.9.
Here, dude, take notes. You need this.
The S is a 9.9 on the Richter scale, boys. Is the camera on that shit?
Where the fuck is
the
camera?
Get the camera. Can you help us aim the camera?
The fucking camera?
Aim that thing, sir. Right there. Right on the ass.
Now you better double check that shit. Make sure it's right. Because.
Okay.
She needs to move over more. She's in front of all the cameras and
the microphones. I'm on now.
There we go. Wait, right there. Wait, hold on. Here we go.
They've moved.
Here we go. Right there. Just stay right there, sir. Dave, move.
Damn. All right. Oh, in the light. This is... For once, we could see across the bar.
Yes.
There you go. It's right there.
You want me to barehand that shit like last time?
No, wait.
Yeah, that shit fucking hurt, didn't it?
The key is to find the right spot.
And let her dictate the spot to you.
What was that?
Boo. That butt. He could do better.
We did 5 minutes.
He could do better.
We did 5 minutes to set up for that.
Okay, it's either Church or the black guy. Oh, now he's stepping up. It's you gotta find
what?
The spot.
You know, white
you look very uncomfortable. You're right.
This is kind of strange for me.
Oh, you know, welcome to our show.
You know, white guys have to build up the courage and shit.
And then, that's it?
What the fuck? What the fuck was that?
Well, what?
Do you want to sit tonight or you don't want to sit?
What's the goal here?
All right. So then you gotta.
Oh. Nice!
Damn, that's a nice little jiggle off the ass, though, man.
See, now he doesn't want to stop. You got to give us back
the
board.
That's the key. You got to pop it.
I want to put that. I want to put it.
Now, to make things fair.
You got to hit him
around, dude.
That's right.
Take out the wallet if he has any.
Hold on, we need to get the camera for this.
Now it's Churchy's turn.
I've been
so now you're going to see, but you got to give it to him the way you want it. You got to give it to him the way you want it.
See, now I'm not uncomfortable watching this.
So you like watching dudes get beat? Give it to him the way you want it. Damn!
Oh, my God. Dave's going to have a hard time taking a shit tonight.
Beat his ass.
That was the single hottest thing I think I've seen all week.
What, when she beat him?
She beat the shit out of him. Holy shit.
That. Actually, it looked like some sort of like bad memories coming out.
I still think about that jiggle on Zoo's ass when it got hit perfectly.
All right.
That shit went...
Anything from the chat room on that one?
Nothing from the chat room.
She had the curve.
Nothing.
Fuck curving the bullet. She had to curve the ass. She was there.
You know, we've never had this out before. We should make more use of that.
You want me to beat you with it?
Yes, my large Negro master. Beat me. Beat me now.
Nice.
Call me Toby. Call me Toby.
I know. You should have been around for that show. I got whipped. We got to tell the story. You tell the story.
We're not telling any stories. Well, all right, so.
No, let's
talk about Halverson. I want to talk about this.
You need to take a break.
Why are we taking a break? We took like 18 breaks
already.
Yeah,
we've only got 45 minutes of show left.
We breaked out.
So let's talk about this Halverson shit. What do you think would make that guy snap? What do you think would make him snap and try to beat his fat, nasty...
Her constantly bitching at him.
Sorry, what?
Seeing that the marriage license was real?
Yeah, that'd do it to me. Oh, shit.
How do you even live in the house with that? Wake up in the morning and roll over, you know?
Well, I think she's pretty cute.
Oh, you're disgusting.
I haven't even seen a picture of this lady.
You haven't?
I'll find it.
No, I've not even seen a picture.
Someone's got to find this.
I guess in the report, a reporter, why not? You'd fuck anything with a hole.
No, not any.
That reminds me, guys, don't walk out of the studio normally. Back out slowly. One of the reporters talked to one of the neighbors and said she's just really nasty to him. She's always mean to him. She's just a disgusting beast of a thing. And it just, ugh. I can understand the dude snapping. I really can. If I had a bitch like that nagging me all the time.
Look at that fat cow.
Oh, God.
Brought up a photo.
Oh.
She's bigger than Jabba the Hutt. Let's be honest.
Dude, she's huge.
I'm telling you, she ate our mic.
Lucas should sue her for copyright infringement.
There you go.
Oh, my God. That is so wrong.
So let's go. Wait. Zoo, you said something about the husband and how he looked in the cop car. What was that?
Oh, my God. He looked... I always love the pregnant look on a guy, don't you? The pregnant look. It's great. Especially when they
Could
have
Could you describe
no
the pregnant
on.
Look on a guy? On
okay.
a guy.
It's pregnant. Yeah, no, it was way fatter than that.
Way, like, dude.
You could set...
Decaf's got it.
You could set a beer can on there and a couple of Doritos and...
He probably had
dude,
some
he's
there.
The only guy I ever met with pregnant. Like a chest afro. That just amazes me.
Oh, wait, no, it's right here.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez. No, that's not a chest afro.
No, this is a chest afro. Blah!
So they didn't make you shave that when you got to San Francisco?
Oh!
It's like
mind your tongue,
Murphy. Like I went to the barber, they glued on four niggas' hair. Four niggas' afros on my chest and shit. Like, there you go.
Michael Jackson got a new nose, you got his hair. Fuck, you got Michael, Tito.
Jermaine.
Fucking Janet. You got all of them on there.
Janet.
Okay, so let's go from one fucked up bitch to another.
All right.
Me?
Wow, and I just lost my whole left
yeah,
ear there.
I told you that shit was fucked up.
Let's
Breaking
go.
Shit.
Bling! So, yeah. Now, I'm really interested because I know Dan's in the room, and I can't wait to get Dan's input on this. Dan, call in if you can. Zeus, what's the number?
What?
What's the phone number for people to call?
That's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. 1-866-587-6257.
What was that last number?
Seven.
One more time.
Now they'll dart down the wrong number.
Shut up, dude.
Look, now
you fucked
done.
It up.
I'm done.
Way
I'm
to
out
go.
Of the mood.
Way to go.
I'm
you know what you have to do now. You know what you have to do.
Monk stash.
There's nothing left you can do.
Monk stash.
No, not that one. You need to pay for your sins. You play the right song this time.
What the fuck
the one you went looking for.
Oh.
Oh, so shit I don't know.
Like some shit I don't know. Shit.
My song?
What's the number?
Oh, my song.
Dad doesn't know what the number is.
It's
1-866 LV Rocks.
What the fuck is that?
1-866-587-6257.
Now, Trencher, since you fucked it up before.
Yeah, I know.
Make it right.
Make it right. Always fucking shit up.
Yeah. What?
What is this, the Puff Daddy remix?
Uh-huh. Damn, girl. Work your shit. I love it. Do that shit.
Breathe it in and breathe it out and pass it on. It's almost out. We're so creative.
Damn.
So much more. We're
what? Girl, work it.
Okay, Churchy, now here's the best part about this. She's sitting here dancing.
What?
And all of us are pretty much sporting wood.
What?
You get to take her home and fuck that. That is props to you, dude.
Yes.
Just give her a little slap on the ass for me. That's all I ask. So,
that's right.
Thanks for making that right, Trench. That's your cue from now on. Make it right. There you go.
Why do your nipples get harder during a dance?
My question.
I've been staring at those motherfuckers.
Why did Churchy start rubbing up against me during her dance? That I don't understand.
Actually, he got the fuck out of the way.
It's because I grabbed him, tilted his chair, pulled it back so he got a good view so he wasn't pressed up against your armpit.
That's called pedophiling.
What? You know what?
Because he's
20 years old?
20.
That's not a pedophile. If you're under 18, that makes me a pedophile.
All right.
I can grab y'all I want.
Okay, you got to answer this fucking question because you've been dodging shit all night. You got to answer this question. Do you ever sit back and you see her walking, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm fucking that.
Yes.
How many times?
When she walks in,
how many times?
It's like, yeah.
So every day? Wait.
Is it every day?
What are your intentions towards our little girl?
My intention?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your intentions.
I think he's already done them.
Well, you're not Russian, so you can't marry her.
Yeah, so like you. Okay, cool. So you guys are together.
Wait,
so
was there a Russian joke involved? I just missed that.
Yes, you guys are together. You're obviously having sin sex. When are you guys getting married?
Oh God!
What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, really.
This is
when are you gonna make an honest woman out of her?
This is a spank wagon. These are the questions we ask.
Exactly.
Can't you ask these questions? Like sex questions?
No, instead? I want to
know. We expect those answers.
We expect those, but no, this is even funnier because this is making him really uncomfortable.
And I think it's making Zuzu uncomfortable
too.
It's
making me fucking uncomfortable.
I know.
What the hell? Are you just gonna just continue to have
you're,
sex with
you're
her?
Almost,
keep going. Keep asking these questions.
And like you're, almost you're almost unfucking touchable. You don't get bothered by shit.
Yeah, I know. We don't let anyone near you, and we're gonna let this guy near you.
So when you get married, man, are you gonna fuck her?
What's up?
Well, I want to get out of college first. I want to get.
Wait, you're not even out of college?
No.
How are you going to provide for her
He's
if you're not even out of college
high
yet?
School?
What you getting your degree?
How are you going to provide for her?
What you getting your degree in?
I'm thinking. Well, it's in film right now.
Film. Might as well be poli-sci. Okay. Jesus Christ.
What are you I have a communications degree.
Exactly. So basically, you have no real aspirations in life other than go to work at Blockbuster. How are you going to give this woman the life she deserves? That's what I want to know. And I say woman because she's not a girl. She's a woman.
Okay.
Intense questions.
How are you going to do this?
Fuck you, Cav.
I really don't have a plan right
so
now.
So you don't have a plan. You don't have a goal.
Well, I'm
really
not knocked up, so it's like there's no necessary
Thank
plan.
God for that because your mother and I just would not be able to take
abort,
that if you were.
Abort.
Georgie, just do yourself a favor now. Buy yourself a 2-story house and invest in a pair of Doc Martens. Don't get yourself caught in a trap.
Caught in a trap.
No, we're just fucking with you, man. All right, so here's what we really want to know. Does she like it with you
because
behind
Murphy's
her, or does she
fuck
like to be
you
on,
over,
does
baby?
Does she like you behind her, or does she like to be on top more? What's more her thing?
She likes me to be in charge.
That's not what I asked. She likes you
behind
her.
Or me on top?
Which do you prefer?
What do I like more?
What does she like more? That's a good question.
She definitely likes it when I'm behind her.
When you're behind her. Now, when you do that, do you get a handful of hair and push her face down into the pillow, or do you grab the hair and pull her back to you?
No, I just let her be comfortable.
He's so
sweet. See, no, fuck this shit. See, you can't get him on that shit because he's going to fucking Hollywood that shit.
Yeah.
I want a real answer. I want a real question.
All right.
What doesn't she know that annoys the fuck out of you that she does?
There we go.
Can I answer this question? Can I answer this question?
No. If Churchy doesn't, you can answer, Kev.
Yes.
So you know what he's going to say. So what does
she fuck
do
out of you
that annoys
that you would
the
never
piss
fucking
out of you?
Tell her, but it does annoy the fuck out of you? That's a decaf question, huh?
I love you, decaf.
That is a good question.
You better answer, motherfucker.
You got 5 seconds, and I'm giving it to Cav.
Right. I've already approached her about some of the booty shorts, so I...
Sorry.
The
booty. Cav, is that it?
He's kind of right. It's the booty shorts that does annoy him quite often.
Are you trying to take the booty shorts away from us?
Yes.
Because now you're fucking with us.
True.
And look,
I'm lucky that I got to leave the house wearing this.
This dress.
What? Dude.
But booty shorts? Those are for me.
Dude, okay, here's the thing. I used to date strippers, okay?
I'm not a stripper.
Hold on.
I think I know where he's going.
He dated everybody with fucking pussy hair, though.
Yeah, no shit. I would show
sometimes
up there.
Dicks.
Only at the bottom. They had tits up top.
By the way, I got Dan on the line. Just so you know. So Dan, keep waiting. We'll be with you in a minute.
When I would go there and I would pick up Alex, it'd be cool because I'd sit in the back and Alex would be up on stage and I'd watch her fucking putting her ass out there. And she was fully nude. She did this shit over at fucking Can Can Room. Fucking, you could look for 20 nickels. You could look deep up into her birth canal, all right? But it doesn't matter. These guys are giving her money. These guys are looking at her. And you got to admit, Zeus, you got to give little props here. When guys look at you, it makes you feel a little good.
It does. That's why I dress like this.
But at the end of the night, doesn't matter what's going on. Doesn't matter what she said. No matter what she's done. No matter how she's had to drink or what she's talked to, whose joke she's laughed at. When it comes down the end of the night, she's got your dick in her mouth.
Yeah.
See, dude, let her wear whatever she wants. Show her off, dude. Be fucking proud of that shit.
I know.
Don't fucking make her cover it up.
Yeah, I know. You gotta be proud of that shit.
God damn it. No, it was landed.
Next time you're walking by, right, she's looking, shopping or whatever, and some dude's fucking just fucking looking at her ass and drooling and shit, you go, hey, what's up, man? And they go like, hey, what's up, dog? You know what?
Because remember, when she's
you know
looking
what?
Good.
No, let me finish my shit, man. You go, you know what? You know what? Guess what? I'm fucking that shit. And I tell you what, my man.
Cap's
that's a good fucking shit.
It's not always the booty shorts. It was just a situation that occurred.
Let me know the story.
It was a situation that had to deal with the booty
shorts. Well, motherfucker, you better tell the situation.
See, I had no idea the rules were not laid down for me beforehand.
Now, see, David home booty shorts is fine. I mean, no one else is around.
And I am home at this time.
But not when Dad walks in and she walks out of the room with booty shorts on. Difference.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little bit of a thing when Dad's there. But look, go out in public because she goes out looking hot.
Okay, public is fine. He's seen me in a fucking bathing suit.
Booty
that's
shorts are
like
made
underwear.
For walking. That's just what they
she
do.
She puts that shit on for you, dude. It doesn't matter what she looks like. It's for you. You have landed one of the prime pieces of ass in this city.
That's real estate, baby.
Grade A.
Bling, nigga.
That's the kind of look. That's the kind of pussy that people end up cutting ears and shit off for. So just let her wear whatever she wants, because you know what? At the end of the night, have you come on her face yet?
No.
He laughed. Oh, you know that being as soon as he laughed, be like, I just did that shit last night. Oh no, that's improper.
No, Sarah answered.
That's improper.
No.
So are you a shooter or a dripper? Eli, you come
hopefully
in,
he
like,
doesn't
come
know because that shit's in a condom.
Or do you fire the shit, spread the wish you like
no
I done once?
No condom. No condom.
No condom.
What are you two, retarded?
No. I like to finish him off a certain way.
You know there's sperm and pre-cum, right?
I didn't hear what you just
there's said. Sperm and pre-cum. So that little clear drippy shit that comes out of your cock when she starts getting you hard and she grabs that thing and jams it inside of her, there's sperm in that, okay?
Don't jam it inside me. He fucks me.
So I know she's not into anal. She's not even let you lick the asshole? I mean,
oh
nothing.
Oh, my God.
No? How's there no jamming and fucking like a jackrabbit?
All right, we got Dan on hold.
Let's bring
Dan up
here. Hey, Dan, you with us?
Yeah.
Dan, there you are, buddy. How's it going?
I think Dan's just finishing off now.
All right, so look, we got Dan on the line. I love to have Dan on when we're talking politics because snaps. Dan, why don't you tell us what happened in Detroit this week?
Oh, lots of things. Well, I'm sure everybody by now knows the name Kwame Kilpatrick, the awesome mayor of Detroit.
Yep.
He was having an affair with his chief of staff, and he went and lied about it. Used city equipment, their Blackberries to.
You know what? Hey Dan, you know, I wonder if one time someone just come up to the microphone and said, "You know what? I fucked the bitch, and the pussy was fucking fantastic. Vote for me." You fucking walk out the motherfucker.
Now, hold on, this story gets interesting. Keep going.
Go, Dan.
The guy's a big enough clown. I'm surprised he never did. I mean, it was actually great yesterday. He finally goes to court, pleads guilty, and he has to serve 4 months of jail time, which has been
for
9 months too long coming.
Now, what was the charge on that?
Well, he got, what was it, 7 or 9 or something counts, felony counts of lying and perjury and all kinds of things when he was in court. One of the things he did was he fired a couple of cops who were about ready to blow the whistle on what he was doing. And they turned around and sued the city. He lied in court. They won anyway. He cost the city over $8 million.
Jesus.
Yeah, a city that's already in pretty much economic shambles as it is.
Now, they were pressuring him to resign during the trial, and he refused.
Yeah, and actually it hadn't even gone to trial yet. They had the arraignments. They had just some hearings here and there. The actual trial was probably going to be in another month or so, but he didn't make it that far. Our governor here in Michigan, Governor Granholm, she was holding a hearing on his removal actually 2 days ago, and they stopped abruptly after about 8 hours. It leaked out that he was going to take a plea deal and resign. Really, his only bargaining chip was that he was still the mayor and everybody wanted him to resign, so I think he was using that as leverage to get a lesser sentence or even to avoid jail time altogether.
And he is going to wind up serving time, though.
Yeah, he's going to serve 120 days. He cannot run for a political office for 5 years. He lost his law license immediately yesterday. He was disbarred by the Michigan Bar Association.
Holy
shit. Yeah, now I'm sure he'll get that back. I mean, even Clinton, when he lost his, got his back eventually. At least I thought he did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
he did. Now, the great thing about Kwame is he calls a 7 p.m. press conference, which, you know, starts at 7:35 or something like that.
Yeah.
Him and his bodyguards through the years actually shoved and beat up this one reporter from the local ABC affiliate here. He wouldn't let him in the room.
Oh, my God.
And he starts off his speech, you know, just saying, oh, you know, thank you, everybody. We did an awesome job while I was here. I'm the greatest. Hooray, hooray, hooray. And then he turns, slams the governor, says, how dare she take her focus off of things to focus on me. Talks about all these great things he did, like planting trees in the city of Detroit, even though the place still looks like a pit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, good
city. Detroit, there's not a whole lot you can do for
revival,
it.
Revival, but yeah, he didn't do any of it. The previous guy, Mayor Dennis Archer, who I don't even know if anybody out there's ever heard of, he really started everything you see in motion today, and the Super Bowl was brought in by the Lions, so.
Wow.
He just took credit for it all. And he gets up there, he talks about how when you get kicked, Detroiters get back up, and you all just set me up for a comeback. And then he rides off into the sunset. Oh. So, I mean, the guy just came off looking like a total clown, like he always is.
Right.
So and now he's resigned. He stepped down here.
Yep.
So
yep.
What does that mean for Detroit? Are you guys going to have a special election for a mayor, or what's going to happen?
Yeah, I think so. A guy named Ken Cockrell Jr., he's a long-time running city council president. He automatically takes over. He takes over on September 19th,
mm-hmm.
And last I heard, he was pushing for special elections, which would be primaries in February, and then an election, special election in May.
Mm-hmm.
Now, however, the term was up, and the real election for mayor is November of 2009 anyway, mm-hmm. So they may just save the $3 or $4 million it takes to run an election in Detroit. And
just have him basically run the city till then.
Yeah, and he's a very low-key guy, very mellow guy. He's not a big talker. He doesn't have a big flashy smile. He's not going to be in clubs in Washington, D.C. getting in trouble. And he's probably not going to throw any cops down for trying to serve subpoenas or kill anybody.
Wow, what a waste of space this guy was. Well, it sounds like Detroit's much better for it.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is his mother, Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick, she's a 30-year member of Congress. She just won her primary, and she's going to probably get reelected to Congress.
And is that in Michigan there, or where is that?
Yeah, that's she covers part of the Detroit area district.
Okay, cool.
So I don't know. They're just the whole family's just a bunch of clowns, really.
You sound really disheartened by politics, man.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Let's see if we can drive you over a cliff.
Okay. What are your thoughts on Sarah Palin?
Actually, I watched the speech, and I could immediately see why McCain picked her.
Because she's a hot MILF?
Well, yeah. On top of that, she appeals to everybody that he probably wouldn't. You know, he's more closer to the middle than he is off to the conservative side.
McCain,
so.
On some things. Other things, he really is siding with the Christian right, but yeah.
Yeah, he is. He is. Which is why he's a Republican, probably.
Right.
Yeah, but I can see why she picked her. Why he picked her. And actually, they showed up in Michigan today. They're doing some campaigning. I guess I saw a poll today that she's actually, at the moment, more popular than both McCain and Obama.
Okay.
Really?
Which is kind of hilarious. Well, but especially. I don't know, actually.
Dan, do you think because of her that McCain have a better chance of winning?
Yeah, actually, I thought it was a good pick for him, and I do think he has a good chance of winning.
Well, some of the polls have come out have actually shown the reverse of that. The poll numbers, most people are believing that he picked her purely as a political stunt, and that she brings nothing to the table. Now, a lot of interesting information has come out about her in the last couple. Sorry, dude, I burp a lot. A lot of interesting things have come out about her in the last little bit. Now, there is the whole rumor that the baby Trig isn't hers.
Trig? Who the fuck named Trig?
The same lady who names her baby Bristol. That Trig is actually Bristol's first child. The retarded baby isn't hers, who will grow up with massive strength and be the Hulk, as most retarded children do. He is Bristol's baby, and the mom didn't want any sort of scandal. You know, some of the photos that show, she absolutely showed no baby signs right up until 9 months, and that can be accomplished with a pillow. There's that. Then there's Troopergate. There's the firing of the attempted firing of her ex-brother-in-law, who was a state trooper there. 14 people from her office called the POC office there in Alaska, trying to get him fired. When the police chief refused to fire him, Governor Palin then fired the police chief. Some of the other crazier things she's done, when she was elected to the mayor of Wahala, town of like 6,000 people.
Where Vikings live.
Yeah, where Vikings live.
How many brothers do you think is in Wahala?
Like two. She demanded the resignation of every city manager to show their loyalty. And when the ones who resigned, she instantly rehired. The ones who wouldn't resign, she fired on the spot. Did you know that Wahala was the number one city in Alaska for federal earmarks? And then when Governor Palin became governor, Alaska became the number one city or the number one country or state in the country,
city country
for federal earmarks.
Is that Australia?
I did not know that.
The Bridge to Nowhere, by the way. The Bridge to Nowhere that she vehemently opposed. She only opposed after Congress decided that they wouldn't pay for the whole thing. It was only when Congress said, we're only going to pay for $300 million of it, $192 million has to come from Alaska. That's when she said, no, we won't have that. I'll fight that. That money, though, had already been federally earmarked and went back to Alaska anyway. She took that money, gave everybody in Alaska a check, took the rest and paid off some budgets, and then had the audacity to turn around and ask the federal government for more money for highway projects.
Interesting.
Yeah. There is a bunch of crazy shit about this bitch out there. Former member of the Alaska Independence Party, the AIP. Their motto is, we are not Americans, we are Alaskans. Alaska first. They're also trying to lead the charge for Alaska to secede from the nation and become part of Canada.
That's a good idea.
Her pastor has made several large-scale anti-Jewish remarks. Woman is fucked up.
Your mic.
Sounds a lot like Obama.
Oh, come on now. Obama's not anywhere near that bad.
He's
got a preacher that yells a lot, too.
Yeah.
She's also a supporter of slaughtering of wolves and bears. She actually sent out, I saw this on YouTube,
She's a hunter and a gatherer.
Oh yeah. She sent out this this thing on.
Ain't nothing else to fucking do in Alaska.
In Alaska, that she'll pay like $150 for each like four leg of like of a wolf that they bring in because she supported that.
She supports Anwar drilling. She supports some crazy fucking. She supports abstinence only sex education. Yeah, that worked out real well there, didn't it?
No kidding.
You teach sex education in Las Vegas, man. You'll be successful.
Yeah, no shit. This bitch is crazy. I'm gonna say that now. She is.
I think she's crazy.
Her husband.
I think this bitch
is crazy. Not that it matters at all, but her husband got like a DUI like 22 years ago, and they covered that up. And
everybody had a DUI 22 years ago.
Yeah. Her daughter. Now, this is okay. Difference. This is some of the shit that I think lends credibility to the fact that the first baby, the Trig, is actually Bristol's. Bristol was homeschooled. All of her children are homeschooled. And yet, their reasoning for Bristol's disappearance and being held out of school, she's publicly said that Bristol was held out of school. How is that possible when you're homeschooled? Is that she had a severe case of mono. Now, when you have a severe case of mono, and anyone here ever had mono?
No.
I have.
Okay, you've had mono.
No.
Do you think it's really possible to drive when you have mono?
No.
Okay, Bristol, at the point that she would have been 7 months pregnant, if you go back and look at when Trig was born, got into a car accident pulling into a family medical center in Alaska. Got into a car accident. The car, the accident was someone turned left when they should have went straight. I don't know. Her name had, after it appeared, because in Alaska, those kind of things are all shown up in a newspaper. After her name appeared in the newspaper as being in a car accident, it was summarily scrubbed. The ticket was dissolved. The guy who was in the accident with her actually has said he's been put under a gag order. He cannot talk about the accident. She was pulling into a family medical center with a violent case of mono. No, I don't think so.
you have a violent case of mono. You want to sleep?
Scorching case.
Sleep.
Yeah.
And sleep. Exactly. That's all. I mean, I can remember just a month. Yeah. I didn't even have enough energy to freaking
get mono?
Eat.
Where did you get mono from?
I don't know.
Toilet seat.
I have no clue yet, huh? Somewhere. But
I mean, it was like junior high,
but it knocked my ass out.
This bitch is crazy.
Ouch. Did anyone see the guy at the Republican convention that holding up the sign that said America, but he spelt it wrong?
Oh, yeah. Or the Maverick sign that's spelt wrong?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, here's my favorite of all of those. This is really the best. You know, McCain had that big speech, and behind him was Walter Reed, because they wanted to show that he stood behind the vets. It wasn't Walter Reed Hospital. It was Walter Reed Junior High in North Hollywood. Oh, God. This campaign is just going down the toilet. The current thinking is that maybe they're tanking this on purpose so that in 4 years, McCain can take another shot.
He'll be 80.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He'll be dead. Like Zuzu said.
Like that's going to stop him. Now, look. He's got that crazy bitch from Alaska. Exactly. Now, Dan, I guess you didn't follow a lot of this stuff. Now, hearing all of this, I know you're going to go and do your own research. Do you
none of this made the news here.
It's out there. You just got to go and look for it. Again, I hate to say it, Daily Kos, it is the Fox News of
Democrats.
Of Democrats. It is the Free Republic of Democrats. But it really is an interesting sight to see what people dig up. Hearing this about her, even if there is truth in most of it, how does that affect your decision about Sarah Palin?
Actually, it kind of makes her sound more like a politician than she comes off to be.
Exactly. Do you really think she's this reformer and this maverick that she's proven to be?
I don't know. I kind of figured he picked a female in the first place. One, because she's got low charisma, and two, because it's kind of a minority attacking, you know, countering another minority in Obama, you know,
exactly.
Against president, but still, it's still a minority on their side as well.
You know, and the funny thing is the Republicans really attacked Obama when he didn't pick Hillary. And they just went after him. Oh, you
should have.
There were all those ads. She stood up and got millions of votes, and yet he didn't choose her. Why?
Yeah.
Because she stood up and showed the truth about him. Okay, so where's Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee?
Right.
John, you want to explain that one? Fuck, someone get RoboDick on the line. Maybe he'll explain something.
Really, huh? But it's such a blatant. I mean, even the pundits, Republican pundits, are caught on air saying, "Yeah, it's kind of a joke here."
She's bullshit.
Hey, Dan, I have a story that's going to lead to a question.
All right.
Okay. At work today, my supervisor showed me the magazine because he's fucking Republican, and it had a picture of that bitch and an old man. Right, I just call him old man. I don't call him by his name. All right, so he showed me the picture, and it's like I said, "Oh, don't worry, Obama's going to win anyway." He said, "You really think so?" I said, "Well, I said it depends on what the trailer trash gets the night before." now if the brothers get to him and give him some old E, then the trailer trash may go vote for Obama, but they can hold it so old Milwaukee. Then they're going to go vote for old man. Now, do you think that the trailer trash is going to pick a black man or a woman?
Oh. Boy, that depends on what flavor of trailer trash you're talking.
Because it's been
That's
said
hard
that
to say.
It's been said that he's popular in New York and he's popular in California. Obama, that is. But you've got to worry about all the people you take that flight over. So
Now we're talking the hardcore motherfuckers that don't want will never hire a nigga that don't want a woman to tell him what the fuck to do. So what do you think?
Yeah. Boy, speaking from around here, and I live in a very liberal state.
Really? I never would have guessed it.
Oh, yeah. They always vote Democrat. They could run a slab of cement for Democrat for governor, and the slab of cement would win. Boy, if I had to say Michigan, though, I'd say the trailer trash would vote for McCain.
You really think so?
Around here they would, yeah. Although our trailer trash tends to be a little racist around here.
Tends to be, huh?
This is
a requirement.
I was going to say, this is a motherfucking city that sets itself on fire every year. I mean, shit, what do you expect? Just put a cross in the middle of it and you got yourself a Klan rally.
Yeah, now he'll definitely get the Detroit crowd.
But there is the rest of the state to contend with. Just like here in Nevada, southern Nevada is very liberal, but when you get into middle and northern Nevada, it's very conservative, so it makes it an interesting state.
Yeah, that's kind of how Michigan is. You've got southeast Michigan that's liberal, and the rest of it's pretty conservative. But there's so many people in southeast Michigan compared to the rest of the state that it weighs very heavily. Mm-hmm. But actually, I wouldn't be surprised if McCain did win Michigan this time. For some reason, he's always been popular here.
Because he's a maverick. He goes against the rules.
You have a question?
Yeah. A lot of people like his military history.
You got a question, Church.
But what military history? He got caught.
Well, let Church
He'd be a successful military hero if he wouldn't have gotten shot down.
Church was
asking. That's what they admire about him.
I'm just thinking about it. Like, really
got to get right up on it, dude.
On the mic, dude. Right up on the mic. I would think the trailer trash, if they had just listened to Obama's speech, would probably be for him. Because, as I'm assuming everyone here has listened to it, I thought it was just brilliant. I haven't watched McCain's speech yet. I haven't had a chance to. I will watch it just because I like to.
Let me recap.
Well,
you
watch it the back of your eyelids.
Let me recap the McCain speech, where it's very interesting. It's I got to get to Sizzler before the early bird special's over. I was a POW.
Who likes the white bitch that I picked out?
Exactly.
I like her. She got a tat ass.
I married me a little hot white woman who robs her own charity to pay for the drugs. I was a POW.
Exactly.
And the Democrats suck. Don't vote for the Negro.
I do good with picking a woman with a Down syndrome kid?
Grandkid. Grandkid.
It's her key.
Look at somebody's child.
So that was the speech?
That was the speech. That was pretty much just... Dude, literally it was, you should vote for me because I'm the guy you want to have because I'm the maverick and I buck the system even though I voted with George Bush 91% of the time. I got me a white woman running with me, and I know you'd rather have a white woman backing me up than a black man leading the country. By the way, did I forget to mention I was a POW and that would help me fight against something like 9/11?
Thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Basically, I'm a POW.
God bless America.
Look at Palin, basically.
Yeah. Pay no attention to me. Pay attention to the hot MILF. By the way, did anyone see the video? It's absolutely hilarious, and you can find it on YouTube. The day that Palin came out and gave her acceptance speech to be the running mate, McCain's standing to her side, and half the goddamn thing, he's looking down and staring at her ass.
You know, but this is also the same McCain that they show the picture of him giving that deep, heartfelt hug to George Bush.
Oh, they're all snuggled up. All
I love you,
cute.
Georgie. Even
I love
if you
too,
said horrible
McCain.
Things about me 8 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Dan, we're going to go ahead and cut you loose, buddy. Thanks for calling in. You know, we'd love to get your political input, especially on the stuff going on in Detroit.
Yeah, go Kwame.
Go Kwame.
Later.
Thanks, Dan. Guys, remember, Dan is the guy who owns CanisHosting.com. Decaf, what is Canis Hosting again?
Canis Hosting is a...
he's not on the fly. Canis Hosting is where we do all of our website work at here at Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is hosted by CanisHosting.com.
That dog is growling.
I must say, I didn't get to tell you last week. I've had
two
compliments about the website looking... incredible.
It looks much better. It doesn't look like it was done in text.
Yay!
And I forgot to tell you last week that...
Yeah, why aren't I on there then?
Where? Where are you talking?
I don't know. What are we talking
about? Okay, guys, we're running out of time.
I have no clue. Where do you want to be on the website?
Up front.
I want to be all over it.
Put titties up front.
I would put you on there, but I still haven't got the
gallery. I have to teach him how to run the site.
The gallery plugin is coming. Now, we're running out of time. I want to talk about this real quick.
Oh,
guys,
no.
We are doing a bet here. This year, we are doing a bet when it comes to football. Each week, we are each going to choose me, myself, Decaf, and Trencher. We're both going to choose.
Me, myself,
and I. Me, myself, and I. Each one of us is going to choose four teams. Four teams are going to win. We're not choosing the points. We're not choosing anything. We're going to choose four teams. We're going to tally these up each week and keep a running total as to who has the most winning picks. At the end of the season, the guy that has the most winning picks wins, and the losers have to wash his car.
Wearing
in bikinis. Keep in mind, this is also going to be in January. And we will videotape it. So each week...
Will you get Brown Guy to videotape it too?
Yes, I will.
Figured. Yeah.
Each week, we are going to have on the forums, because we're going to post it on the forums, our picks. Those picks must be in no later than Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Okay? If you do not have your picks in by 7 a.m., no
like
fucking
Sunday
with the time
morning.
Code there, Trench. If you do not have them in, you instantly get
Did you
zero.
Finish off that?
Yeah.
You get zero wins for the week.
You taking a shot? No.
No, that's all spit. All
right. So there are no points. No. There are no handicapping whatsoever. It is going to be just straight wins.
So it's going to be So we're gonna post the Unspankwagon site.
On the forum. On the forum. There's already a thread there called the football bet. Okay. Now, the football bet will be...
That's so fucking creative, dude.
I know, isn't it? The first
the
post
come up with shit.
Will be constantly updated with the running tally, and each week, it's going to be important that we all post in there and post our picks. So, this being the first week of football, it's really important you get it out there. Go Titans. And...
Patriots.
This is an easy week to pick,
Woo,
too, by the way.
Football!
This is a very easy week to pick. There's not a whole lot of surprises
I
know. I think it's a harder week to pick because we don't know who's all fucked up.
See, here's the thing is, I watch college football. I don't watch the NFL.
Well,
I'm fucked.
You better do some motherfucking research.
I'm so fucked.
You better do some research. Either that or you better be fitted for a thong.
Should we get Churchy in this?
God, no, please.
Oh, I would love to see him in a thong.
Me too.
You got that cricket sound effect still?
No.
Holy shit. So remember, guys, every week we're going to be posting our picks on the website. We'll talk about it during the week, of course, here on the show. But we're going to be posting our picks for the football bet. If you want to throw comments, if you want to throw any ideas for how you think the car wash should go down, if you think there should be water balloons or maybe some sort of sassy food fighter, maybe
Did
pillows.
Did you say sassy
I
food
like
fighter?
Sassy.
What the fuck queer ass shit is that? You're going to get off on this.
You
no.
Totally
you did. You have a thing for trannies.
Dick, dick,
no
dick,
way.
Dick, dick,
no
dick, dick,
way.
Dick,
okay, do you know what a tranny is? A tranny is a guy who can pass as a woman. You couldn't pass as a woman if you were wearing a burqa. So there's nothing for you to worry about, okay?
Look, just because he doesn't have bitch tits this anymore doesn't
he had bitch
this motherfucker could pass as a woman with a sex change operation.
He couldn't pass for a sex change with Ray Charles holding a $100 bill in his wallet. Are you kidding me? So again, check out the forum on the site, spankwagon.net. Please check it out. Add your comments at will. Also, don't forget to check out all the wonderful posts on the forum, including the inaugural post on the Not Safe for Work forum, Clown Porn. You must watch this.
Oh,
I showed that to Churchy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you didn't see it.
No, I haven't seen it.
You should go and
come on over here and
check
it out.
No, no, no. He can go to the forum and
Daddy?
He can read it there. So wrong.
Very foul.
Daddy?
Holy shit sticks. Also, guys, I got to pimp my shit. Don't forget, I'm live here myself every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m.
The fuck are you doing 9 to 10?
That's right. Mr. Murphy's... Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Mraff,
as we like to call it.
The Power Hour.
The Rock and Roll Power
That's
Hour.
That's real fucking creative, dog.
Isn't it, though?
What the fuck? Man, come to me when you want something creative, dog. Hey. I'll go with the good shit, man.
Hey, I like my shit right there.
This is Murphy's Power Hour.
Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. Rapid Thank you very much. You hear the music, you know what that means. Trench, take us out.
All right, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We got a bunch of people to thank. First off, our syndicates, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, for allowing us this wonderful studio in time.
To spear beer all over.
Absolutely. Big thanks to Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, KBMA, KC Host, Radio XUK, Juar, we love ya, Showdown Network,
Steel...
Fuck. Steel City Radio and Trax Radio.
Church, you have a question. Your woman's over there groaning and moaning and doing little fake things. Why do you keep turning your crotch towards me? Aim it that way.
He's totally nervous. Blocking me, too.
I know.
I can't believe he's cock blocking him in his own self.
He is.
How can I mean, I'm a loser, and that's making you look worse than me.
Holy shit. Guys, remember, if we're not live.
You can find us in an archive.
Archive.
podcast.lvrocks.com.
And hit us up on our MySpace, myspace.com/spankwagon, and send us a tweet, twitter.com/spankwagon.
Special news on the MySpace. Trencher has his own MySpace now, so go ahead and be his friend.
Yeah.
He's my friend.
Yes.
Boys and girls.
I'm killing tons of fucking time on this thing looking at nothing.
But there's is that Dash Trich?
Yes.
I said, I knew it was a whole new world when I saw you fucking have a mic. I said, this motherfucker finally sold out. I fucking love that shit. I saw Dash Trich. I said, are you fucking kidding
okay,
me?
Okay, dude, help you out here. It's DOS. DOS Trench.
It's that Trench.
Mm-hmm. Dash Trench.
That. DOS.
Way to sound white,
so
dude.
So how's it spelled out?
DAS underscore T-R-E-N-C-H.
So what's that spell?
DOS Trench. No,
DOS. Been a fucking DOS.
It's fucking your name.
Hey.
Fucking your
name.
It's
going to
be fucking
your
ass. God damn it.
Like a true racist, it's said with a German accent. Yes. That's what really is DOS.
I'm fucking German. Of course I'm going to...
Oh, are you German?
You broke the hell.
Exactly. That's it. Thank you. Someone noticed.
That's because I'm German, too.
Okay,
shit. We got to run, dude.
Wait. Let's give the victims the last word.
Yeah. Church, you got the last word.
Last word. Say something funny.
Do it.
I got a meal on the bride.
Come on, you got 5 seconds. Church, that is not true. 4, 3, 2.
Thanks for having me on the show.
God, what a loser.
Fuck! It's terrible for you.
Horrible.
Pansy!
The following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Behold the King. The King of Kings.